for WMRA News. I'm Bob Levikin. Ralliers gather to protest alleged abuse of migrant children at the Shenandoah Valley Juvenile Center. As the governor orders a state investigation, the head of the facility says the charges are unfounded. And a restaurant in Lexington sparks a national debate after asking White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders to leave. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, June 25th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the Shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
More than 200 people arrived near Stanton on Sunday for what they called the Stop Torturing Children rally, a protest over treatment of unaccompanied minors who claimed they were tied up and beaten by guards at the Shenandoah Valley Juvenile Center. Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Hausman reports.
We shall
About 250 people came to protest treatment of teenagers at the center, one of three in the U.S. with federal contracts to hold young refugees who had problems at less restrictive facilities. Jenny Kitchen with the Stanton Augusta Waynesboro Citizens Action Network said Americans should take responsibility for the violence that forced these teens to leave their homes in Central America.
The U.S. itself played a key role in fueling the rise of gangs like MS-13. First, when we backed El Salvador's government in a brutal civil war that displaced tens of thousands of civilians. And then again, when President Bill Clinton fast-tracked deportations.
And Ron Wiley with the Charlottesville Area Immigrant Resource and Advocacy Coalition urged Virginians to do their part in protecting refugees.
Work to end local jail cooperation with ICE. Help arrange legal representation and release on bond for our immigrant neighbors to keep families intact. The Legal Aid Justice Center and the Washington and Lee Immigrant Rights Clinic are doing important work in representing immigrant families. Support them.
The kids who were held at Shenandoah have since been deported, but they're suing, claiming they were restrained and beaten or held in isolation. A preliminary hearing is set for federal district court on July 3rd. Another protest is planned today in Harrisonburg. I'm Sandy Hausman.
Meanwhile, the head of the detention center says the charges are not true. Shenandoah Valley Juvenile Center Executive Director Timothy J. Smith says that an internal investigation concluded that the incidents described in a civil rights lawsuit filed against his facility are unfounded. Smith says his staff will fully cooperate with state and federal investigations. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam on Thursday ordered two state agencies to open probes into the facility hours after the Associated Press published sworn statements from children as young as 14 who say they were handcuffed, shackled, and beaten by guards. The teens also described being stripped of their clothes and locked in solitary confinement for days at a time. Virginia police say they have seen an alarming increase in phone scams targeting senior citizens. One of the more popular scams is calling to say a relative has been arrested and needs a substantial amount of money to be released. The scammer provides instructions on how the payment should be submitted, usually through a gift card or similar payment to a specified account or a name given by the caller. Police advise anyone receiving these calls to hang up and contact your local law enforcement agency or the Virginia State Police. Also, a restaurant in Lexington is getting national attention and sparking a debate after asking White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders to leave. Stephanie Wilkinson, the owner of the Red Hen, said she asked Sanders to leave for several reasons, including because restaurant staff, some of whom are gay, expressed concerns. President Trump has attempted to bar transgender people from the military, and his administration has taken the anti-LGBTQ side in court cases. Sanders tweeted Saturday about the incident, and Republican Congressman Bob Goodlatte, whose district includes Lexington, took her side over the restaurant. A Supreme Court ruling could cost Virginia taxpayers up to $300 million a year. On Thursday, the court ruled that states may collect taxes from online sales. The Richmond Times-Dispatch says the ruling may help in-state retailers compete against online rivals, but Virginia's general fund won't see that revenue until the General Assembly adopts legislation on how to apply any new sales tax. The 5-4 decision overturns a 1992 court ruling that limited state tax authority to sales by businesses physically in the state. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Monday.